Don't worry about them too much. Try to learn all the Rashis. But again, I try to have sensitivity to the fact that people have other things, so just you should try to learn all the Rashis. I'm going to try to read all of them inside also. Meisve, Ein Masin Masuos Elo Achodesh Anira Bismano Lakacho. Ve'emasai masiyan masuos le'or iburo al ma'or or sahu shmamina. Okay, so again, continuation of this discussion. Machlokas with the definition of or is either it's nighe or lelia. So ein masiyan masuos. Anybody know what masuos are? Go ahead, Yosef.
Oh, so they had like bottles of flame that they would go.
Right, torch. Yeah, exactly right. Like in Yerushalayim today, there's. A hill where they used to have this. It's called Givat Masua. My aunt lived there for actually some time. Ein Masin Masuos Elo Achodesh Shenira Bismano Lakachos. They would only do it on a Chodesh that was Nira Bismano. What might we call Nira Bismano?
The 29th?
Right, so, or just afterwards, right? So that if it's not Nira Bismano, what do we call that?
Mali?
Right, or. So Malay and Chaser, it's a little hard to know what's Bismano, but if you use the other term, it becomes a little bit clearer. Chodesh. Right, Mu'ubar, right. So then that sounds like that's the default would be not adding it on. Okay, so if you take a look at Rashi, very, very good. Ein Masin Masuos, Avukos, torches, Biroshe Harim, Hayushluche Bazdin Osin Lahodia, Shayom Kitchu Bazdin Esachodesh. Okay, so who are the individuals who were involved? They were random citizens. Shluchei Bezdin. So they had status. I always imagined that they had a kind of a reflective vest. Shluchei Bezdin on the back, security.
A badge.
Badge for sure. As Rabbi Adler would say, every Tom, Dick, and Harry has an ID today that you can wear. It used to be only special people had those, but in the terrorism era, everybody's got one of those. So I think they would have something a little bit more. Impressive, as Shluchei Bezdin. Ella Achodesh Shanira Bismano Lakacho, Biyom Shloshim, okay, the actual 30th day, Shanira Lakadesh, the Iluk Shachodesh Mu'ubar, if it were Mu'ubar, that's why I was trying to key you in on that expression, Ve'oshin Rosh Chodesh Biyom Shloshim Ve'echad, in Bekachin Oso, there's no need, Shekvar Kitshuhu, because it's already considered Mikudash Shamayim, Vashmin and Haitana. And this Tana is really coming to tell you the Achaser Abdinan Masuos, the Amale Lo Abdinan Masuos, Uchshein Roin Masuos Yodin Shachodesh Meubar. Okay, so it was just kind of like a dual signal. If you saw the Masuos, so what did you know automatically? That it was Rosh Chodesh. And if you didn't see the Masuos, so then you would know that, okay, that it will be one more day and then it will be Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so. One more time, Jacob?
How would they know that?
They were presumably counting them.
Oh yeah, I mean they knew that they'd either see the masuos or not. So that was the dual signal. So again, le'or iburo. What does le'or iburo mean? Le'el sha'avar shloshim lo'diya sha'yom niskadesh. Okay, again that the 30th day had just passed, and that night, the night after the 30th day, they would have masuos, and again that would indicate to everybody if you saw the fire go up, so then you would know it wasn't. It wasn't still the old math, but it was
new month.
Kiddush HaChodesh. Bezdin was Mekadesh HaChodesh. Okay. Shloshim ve'echad kari yiburo al shem shebo nase HaChodesh me'ubar she'in kovim bo'es Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Alma, so we see from this, or sahu, it must be nighttime. Otherwise, the torches aren't going to be doing very much good at all. The habiyom in masuo sho'o nirim ne'rachok. What kind of a signal is that? What are you going to use a flame for during the day? So that's how we conclude that if it's Le'or iburo, or here must mean Le'yar nige, or would be daytime or nighttime. It would be nighttime. Le'yar, excellent. Okay, so alma or sahu shmamina. So meisve omekol alaylo makrev al mizbeach le'ora ton kiddush yadayim v'raglayim divrei Rebbe. So we can ask Akashi on that. What's the situation? Haya omed kol halayla. You have a kohen who's working the night shift. Umakrev al hamizbeach. Okay, normally you're not allowed to bring a carbon at night, so anybody want to take a stab at what must he be working on?
Burning.
Nice. Fastest draw in the West over here. Okay, so he was working on that. So what's the halacha? That even though he didn't do what, he still is toned kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So Shlomo, what's the Hava Mina? That since he was up, he wouldn't need to. So that's the Hava Mina. What's the Maskana? Good. He does need to do it. So Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim isn't necessarily a din in the Gavra, but very nice. If there was somebody within range, I would indicate that he should give you a pound as a Yashar Koach. Okay, excellent. So doesn't that sound like it's the morning? So the Gemara responds, Ora shiny. Ora is different. In what sense? We're trying to figure out what means.
Or
the Rabbis are saying, Ora, okay, we can all agree that Ora indicates
day.
Day, right? Whereas or could very well be night. Okay, so if you just take a look at the Rashi, Omer Makir Palayla, Laura Ton Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, the Kasava Rebbe Lina Poselos Bekiddush Yadayim Raglayim, Lina means overnight, Mitaima Mefarish Bezvachim, irrespective of the status of the Gavra, Ora Shiny, Hechi Detani Ora, Lopalik Rabbi Yehuda, Dahava Lashon Yom. Okay, but when it says Ora, there's no dispute. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who says Or Orsa, even Rabbi Yehuda is going to admit that that's really the daytime. Okay, Yehuda, please.
Yeah, so at this point, if we're saying that Or Ashani, saying that it was the previous example that established everything about the Masuos, so that's the one that finally taught us what Or is?
Well, we're not done yet.
Oh,
yeah, we're still going at it. Oh. Yeah, I know the two dots gives a sense of, you know,
closure.
Relief, but still, it's gonna keep on going. Yaakov and then Binyamin, yeah.
What's the halacha of Kiddush Yadayim?
Anybody want to jump in? Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? Daniel, set of hands? That a Kohen, what does a Kohen have to do? If he doesn't do it, he's Chayav Misa. Bivoam elo hel moed. Your chatumayim below Yamusu. O vigishtam elo mizbeach l'sharesa kiri shel Hashem virachatu. Yidehem raglehem below Yamusu. So that's a din in the Avodah.
So what's the connection between getting up at night?
Well, you might have said, oh, the reason the Kohen has to be Mekadesh Yadayim Viraglayim is because he himself took a break. He went to sleep at night. So just like we have to wash Netilas Yadayim in the morning because, you know, our soul left us and then our soul was restored. Chadashim la bikarim, rabbi munasacha. There are no fewer than six reasons that why we wash our hands in the morning. So Yadayim askanios heim, and it's sort of like we were dead, and all these different rationales. And then also the Abu Dram says, based on the Avodah. So you might have thought, okay, it's because he took a break, he went to sleep. But if he never stopped doing the Avodah, he's been on the Mizbeach Chol HaLaila, who's to say that he needs Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? He went all the way through. So, the Hava Mina was no Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and the Maskana is indeed Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Okay, good. Binyamin.
I'm just a little confused.
Sure, go
where
ahead.
Where does the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, I didn't understand now where that came from.
Oh, so you see the expression in there? So it says, Hey Omid Kalailu Makrivel Mizbech Le'ora Taon Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So that would indicate that that expression, Ora, is morning. That would be very relevant to our discussion here, is Or. Any other questions? Okay, excellent. Meisve. So Mar Zitra says, Hamapelas or l'shmoneh ve'achad ve'shamay potrin v'kar ve'shol mechayvin. So Mapelas means a very tragic situation. What's Mapelas? Oh, okay, so it means something is falling. A nefel is a yakov? Yeah, so unfortunately a miscarriage. A miscarriage or l'shmoneh ve'achad. Beishamai potim, recorded Beisol Mechayvin. Okay, so this is a little bit of an involved case. So we're going to take a look at Rashi here. But does anybody want to just take a stab at it? What do you think Shmoneh Ve'echad is? At the... Very good, okay. So, just a little louder, you go.
The 81st day of the pregnancy.
Okay, good. And that's a machlokes between Beishamai and Beisol. Beishamai say potim, recorded Beisol Mechayvin. Okay, which korban do you think that you may be talking about? Just that's a guess. Which korban?
Shlomen.
Okay, what were the shlomen before?
Chatas.
Okay, why chatas? What's a chatas associated with?
Birth.
Okay, yolades. Very good. Any other suggestions? Shlomo, you want to take a stab at it?
Korban
toja. Okay, why korban toja? Okay. For Mapelos also? So let's take a look at Rashi. Mapelas or l'shmoneh ve'achad. B'kris perikam the kavilan zos teras hayoledes melamed shemivia korban echad al vlados harbe. That she could actually bring one korban even for multiple births. Yachol shetavi al haleda shelifnei melos ve'al haleda shel'achar melos. Korban Echad Velo Yoser Talmud Omer Zos Shim Yalda La'achar Melos. We're going to explain what that means. Kigon Shetavla L'Sof Shvuayim Shal Nekeva V'Nis Abra V'Pila Im Toch Melos Yipila Nivteris B'Korban Echad V'Im La'achar Melos Yipila Kvar Nischaiva B'Korban Harishon Kodem Leida Shnia. Okay. So we're dealing with a situation here that Rashi explains. The woman had a child and she's chayav to bring a korban yoledes. She's obligated in a korban. And let's just review some of the laws, the basic laws from Tazria. If a woman has a male child, how long is she tame? Automatically?
7 days.
Very good. Isha ki Tazria v'yalda zachar v'tam'a shiv'as yamim kimei nidas tivosa tidma uva'yom hashmini. Then there's the bris milah. And then we say, Ushloshim Yom, Ushloshes Yamim, Teshev, Bidmei Tahara, that any blood that comes out of her is not Tamei. Okay, so there's a 40-day period that we call the Malos, until she's done with these 40 days. Why do you think we call it the Malos? Anybody remember the Psukim? It wasn't my creativity that came up with the name. Uvi Malos, the Torah says, Yimei Tahara, Levein Olivas. Excellent, Tavi. Uvi Malos, when it's done. So Yemei Tahara Leven is at the end of 40 days. And Labas, anybody remember how this scheme works out?
It's 14 and 66.
Beautiful, Yaakov. So it'd be 80. So now you appreciate. Let's go back to see what Rashi was saying. Amapelas or Lishmonim Ve'achad. So it's the night, it's the beginning of the 81st day. It's the just after the Malos is over. She's already chayav in one korban.
She had a healthy child?
She had a healthy child first. She's already chayav in one korban because Zos Taras Hayulades. And now, for the Nefel, she's going to be chayav another korban. And that's the question. Can we say that she is covered by the original korban or not? So back in the Gemara, HaMapelas Or L'Shmoni Ve'achad Be'Sham by Potri Mikorban Beis Hillel Mechayvin. Beis Hillel says, in this case, she has to bring a second korban. Very well done, Yehuda. And Beis Shammai here, so to speak, there, the Mekel, they say the one korban covers. So how does that make sense? Go back to the Rashi. B'krisis perikama dekaimelan zos terasi olades milameid. Somebody will jump in here. Shemeviya korban echad al vlados harbe. What does that mean? Jacob? In theory, she could bring
one korban
for
multiple births.
Right. So you see how that might be related to our case. We have to figure out the exact details. But she had one healthy child and then one nafil, one stillborn child. So maybe one korban yoledes is going to be able to cover for both. Yachol shetavi al haleda shelifnei melos ve'al haleda shela'achar melos korban echad ve'lo yoser. What's the havamina? Maybe she can bring one korban to cover
both
a child that is
healthy and
in a case of a nafil. Right, you're obviously dealing with an aphil here because talking about a child that didn't come to full gestation. Can you bring korban echad in that situation? That's the question. Talmud Lomar, Zos Torah Sayuladis. It's a miut, this and only this. Sheim yolda la'achar melos, kigon shetavla l'sof shvuayim shel nekeva. Okay, she went to the mikvah after 2 weeks. Vinis abran, she became pregnant, right? After 2 weeks, she could go to the mikvah. We don't practice this today. It's a very complicated gzeira. Be after Melos Tamabomer Zos. No, only this. It's a miyot Zos. She im yodel achar Melos. She goin shetavla l'sof shvaim. She went to the mikvah. She on the keva. Vinis Abra, she became pregnant again right away. She had a lot of siyata d'shmaya. Then, unfortunately, it didn't work out. V'yipila. Im toch melos hipila. We can all agree that if it's within the 80 days for a female child and a 40 days for a male child, everybody agrees, nifteres b'korban echad, that it's sufficient to offer one korban. V'im la'achar melos hipila. And if it's after the melos, meaning after 40 days a boy, or after 80 days for a girl, again, it doesn't matter what the gender of the nafil is. We're just following the original child, right? Kvar nischayva b'korban harishon kodem leida shniya. Ulevasof melos shel leida shniya tavi shtei korbanos. Okay, so then she should bring two korbanos, because it was one prior to the melos and one after the melos. Vim hipila leil shel knisa shmoni vecha. But here's the only suffix. The night of the 81st. Now, it's after, technically, because again, 80 days is the malos for a female child.
So she was supposed to bring the korban already?
Well, she's chayav in the korban. She couldn't bring it just yet because she's not going to the Beis HaMikdash yet. V'im hipila leil shel knisa shmonim ve'echad shekvar avra maloshala aval adayin eina ru'uya lehavas korban. She couldn't possibly have come into the Beis HaMikdash to offer a korban yet until the malos was over. She'ein korban nishchat balayla. So here's the situation. Is it after the Malos? Sure, it's the night of the 81st. Right, night of the 81st, before the day of the 81st. So it really is after the Malos. So you'd say, sorry, you're going to have to bring another Korban. But on the other hand, she could claim, but I couldn't have possibly brought my first Korban yet, because just because it's the night of the 81st, why couldn't I bring my Korban yet? Ain Korban Balayla. So she's got a legitimate claim. She says, they should grandfather this one night in, because I couldn't possibly have offered my first Korban yet.
Is that the connection to the line before? Like the previous case with the Kohen at night?
Oh, well, here we're just talking about it because it's Hamapelas or Lishmonim Be'echad. It's got to be the nighttime. So it wasn't even that sophisticated. It was just a linguistic point.
Okay, it's an interesting link, though.
Why is she allowed to give a Korban if she has a miscarriage?
Well, it's still considered a form of Aleita. It's just...
seems a little...
Well, again, because it's not, you know, Shlomo was pointing out, there's a separate idea of a Korban Toda, but she did discharge something from her body.
I just don't see why... I just don't understand...
I would say the Korban is on the birth process, but not on the status of the child, live or dead.
Would you say the birth process, or rather maybe the pregnancy itself? Because the birth process is more similar, I'd say, to Nida...
That's a very interesting distinction. The nafkamina would be if you remove the child from the birth canal, or that's another interesting case. Ishaki says Ria. If that might be another possible nafkamina if it's a non-natural process. So anyway, this is the machlokis between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. So Beis Hillel say mechayvi. It's after the malos. Sorry, Charlie. It wasn't within 80 days. It was on the 81st day. And the way it works is Zos Torah Sayuleda. Zos is the miyud. So Beis Hillel Mechayvi Shtei Korbanos La'achar Malos Karina Bei UBeis Shammai Potinos Abe Korban Echad Kidem Efarish Taimaihu. Okay, so Beis Shammai has a little Rachmanis on her and says you couldn't possibly have brought the first Korban yet. We're going to allow the Nefel to be subsumed under the one Korban that's your Chayv. Yeah, Avi.
If the woman can't come to the Beis HaMikdash the next day, then what would happen to the 80 or 40 days of?
Well, she could come the next day.
But let's say she, for example, if somebody needs to get the Aparaduma sprinkled on them, right? And they don't do
She's
it.
She's also Tamei the Mace, not just Dam Tohar.
Right, but if they don't do it the day that they're supposed to, then they continue to be Tamei until they do the
Correct.
3 and 7. So what would happen if the woman were to come a week late after the 80th day? What would her status be in those... in that intervening?
Well, she's considered Tahora, but she's just what we call Mechusar Kippurin. There's a status where a person has already achieved Tara through going to the mikvah and Erev Shemesh. Her case is a very fascinating time because she has 66 days of automatic Tahara, or in the case of a boy, 33 days of automatic Tara, but she's considered Mechusar Kippurin. She has to bring a Karban Chatas. You can have Mechusar Kippurin in the case of Mitzora, you can have in the case of Yoledes.
So the bringing...
Tara is achieved before Kapara.
So the bringing of the carbon is not the actual bringing of the carbon, but the day itself is what causes her to change status.
Well, but also the mikvah. Remember, she'd have to go to the mikvah. Yeah.
Just a clarification. So this 80 days is 80 days after having given birth to a healthy child?
To a healthy child. That's what we call the malos. 14 days of tumah. No matter what happens, there's tumah there. Any blood is considered dam tame, and then there's dam tohar. Again, we don't follow that anymore. We don't distinguish between Dam Tohar and Dam Tuma, so we actually say that any blood would be Dam Tame.
Is there
that's a takana. Yeah.
Is there a distinction between male and female there? Or did I misunderstand?
Yeah, male would only be 40 and female is 80.
So why is there the distinction?
There's a lot that's been said and written about that, and some people say because a woman has a greater life-giving capacity herself. In other words, giving birth to a daughter who herself is capable of producing life is twice the loss. But Daniel?
I could be wrong about this, but isn't there like halacha that like if you're only pregnant for like less than like 6 months or like 4 months, I'm not sure, like then you don't even bury
them. You're not entirely wrong. That's called Maya Ba'alma.
Right. So
prior to the 40 days, but we say that Arbaim Yom Litziras Havlad, 40 days is already considered an eighth.
Right, so from 4 days on, if you have a miscarriage, you bury the fetus.
Well, the question, burial is actually a little bit of a different case. Burial tends to follow not so much the 40-day mark, but Suras HaAdam.
What
when you can look at the, when you can, this is a little bit of a delicate topic, but when you can look at the fetus that did not come to full gestation and recognize an actual human form. Initially, the fetus is not recognizable as a human being. It takes a while to develop. So for the first many weeks, the fetus just looks like a little yolk sac. It's one of the niflos habore that it really turns into something that looks like, obviously if you look in the 8th month of gestation or the 5th month of gestation, there's a tzuras hablad and then a kavura is required. Out of this week's parsha, we have the mitzvah of kura, ki kavar sik verenu vayomahu lo sal niflaso aletz ki kilas elohim talui. So Rashi says ki kilas elohim talui, that a person is created b'tmos diyakna, which means that the actual tzuras ha'adam is the koveya. So we pass in the shul of Shechter's psak that there has to be a tzuras ha'adam. But again, you know, these are very, very sad situations. But prior to that, what we do is we make sure that everything is discharged from the woman's body for health reasons. And of course, she is considered b'toras nida, because there's blood that's coming out. And we have to be machmir for a safek nekeva. So if it's between 40 days and where there's a tzuras ha'adam and the gender hasn't been determined, so we're machmir to safek deraisa, how many days of tamar are there automatically? 2 weeks, because ibn nekeva seled v'tam ashavu ayim kinidasa. So again, we don't have the institution of dam tohar anymore. So machlokas rishonim, when we lost the institution of dam tohar, the 33 days that used to automatically be tahor, or 66 days in the case of a female. Yeah,
is there a reason why Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are talking about the 81st day of a female, not the 40th day after a male?
Oh, okay, very good. So that's what we're gonna get up to. Just I don't know. Is it possible for you guys to go on? I know you guys don't have the Gemara, so it's a little difficult. I just wanted to...
It would be difficult.
Okay, so... All right, so we'll pick it up.
I'm not sure I understand. Why would you not be chayiv to give the second korban if you hadn't given the first one yet?
Well, the idea is that there's a halacha that as long as you're within the melos, the korban works for multiple brothers. You can have multiple births and offer one korban. But once the melos is over, that's considered the end, halachically speaking, of the time period of birth. Melos defines the end point of the birth, not when you're actually giving birth.
How would you be within the melos for multiple births?
Oh, so let's say after 2 weeks, she goes to the mikvah. She's, of course, muteris to her husband. She becomes pregnant.
Then she can't
and then
give
she
birth.
loses a child.
So it can't happen to two live babies. That's not possible.
No, correct. Okay.
And she can't give the korban while she's pregnant with another child.
Well, she could. She could, but she has to wait till the melos is over. She can't come to the Beis HaMikdash to give the korban until day 81.
And if she's pregnant by that point, she wouldn't be able to give the korban?
No, she could.
Separate. But it would cover the unborn, healthy, possibly child. So.
Correct.
Okay.